I think this is the most updated list. Jim Snyder. Oh, I have a piece to read. Please hold. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Time will be monitored through the use of a timer. When time expires, speakers will be permitted to complete a sentence, but should make no further remarks. Board members will take will not respond to comments, but will take all comments under advisement. Is Jim Snyder here? Okay, well, we had someone else on the list. Michael Meadows?
I just have a little visual aid set.
Teach Plus guy.
Yeah.
My colleague is going to hold up.
Okay.
Welcome.
My name is Dr. Michael Meadows. I'm a teacher in Prince George's County Public Schools and a member of the Teach Plus Maryland Teacher Leader Advisory Board. Today, we'd like to propose three options for the summative rating system in a dashboard format for you to consider. The first uses stars, as MSDE proposes. The second uses a fuel gauge based on Teach Plus's submission to the Fordham Institute's ESSA Accountability Design Competition. The third resembles a Park student score sheet and clarifies how equity factors into the overall score. Before delving into detail, we'd also like the board to know that we are surveying teachers from across Maryland for feedback on our proposals, and we'll share some of those preliminary results today. So option one, stars. Here we've added descriptors. One star is missing expectations, two approaching, three meeting, four above, and five exceeding. On equity, the school, I'm sorry, I got a little sunblock running into my eye. Worst time all day. Right now, our survey sample is, I'm sorry, somebody have a tissue, because yeah. I'm not going to be able to do
way.
This.
He's really emotional about that.
Yeah, I'm really crying about that.
Me too.
Been holding it in all day.
Excuse me, could you take a step forward with that big old...
Yeah, our eyes are not as good as they used to be.
Keep going. Yes, come closer.
You also have a hand.
Okay, I hope this doesn't cut into my time.
Just so we can see you.
Right now, our survey sample is small. Oh, I'm sorry. And on equity, this school is demoted from 4 stars to 3 for missing equity gap targets. Right now, our survey sample is small, but early results indicate a 17% approval for the stars option, putting it into last place. One teacher commented, "I think it is best to move away from stars as they limit the ability to meaningfully distinguish between schools and lose focus on the importance of equity." And we agree. Numerous teachers also urge that, quote, whatever design is chosen, it must have some clear visual elements so that all stakeholders, regardless of their proficiency in English, can access the information. Below, on this same sheet, all three options that I'll present today use the MSDE proposed dashboard, but with two modifications. First, we've added colors, red, yellow, and green, and I understand some members of the board are colorblind, so we can use shading, to signify where a school is missing, approaching, or meeting expectations on individual components of the summative score. Second, we've added an improvement column that uses up, down, or sideways arrows, like Park, to indicate improvement over last year, decline, or stasis. Option two uses a fuel gauge and has 7 tiers instead of 5. 38% of survey respondents preferred this option. We feel that the gauges reduce potential stigma of a low summative score in at least two ways. First, having more than 5 tiers moves us away from the perception of an A to F grading system. Second, just as a fuel tank can be filled back up, the gauge also connotes that a school can be refueled or improved, promoting an idea of growth rather than a final judgment. Additionally, the gauges use a red to green color spectrum, just like the dashboard below, thus avoiding multiple coding systems and facilitating easy interpretation. Finally, option three uses a horizontal bar graph similar to Park. 45%, a majority of our teachers, preferred this option. What's novel here is a total raw score and an equity-adjusted score in the top bar, whiting out the portion of the total raw score lost if a school fails to meet its equity targets. We can then draw a line down from this point straight through the comparable data, landing on the school's summative rating. For example, this school's total raw score is 76. From here, a school can either lose or gain points for missing, meeting, or exceeding equity target gaps. And in this case, they lost 20 points, yielding an equity-adjusted score of 56. The vertical line dropped helps the reader to compare this year's data to last year's, similar schools, district, and state averages, and finally ends on a Tier 3, meeting expectations for an overall rating.
Okay, thank you.
And do I'll email all of this.
Yeah, please do. We appreciate it. I hope your eyes are okay.
Yeah, they're fine. Thank you.
Good. Is Jim Snyder here? Okay. All right. I think we got through everything. Please. Dramatic entrance.
Patience. J.H. Schneider, and I'm the president.
Microphone. Let's try it again.
Can you hear me?
No.
Why don't you move over?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yep. Good. Okay.
Thank you. So,
my name is Jim Snyder, and I'm the president of iSolon. I'm a former school board member and have published dozens of op-eds on education, politics, and policy in publications including Education Week, The Washington Post, and USA Today. Last January, I testified before this body concerning public access to K-12 compensation data for Maryland public schools. I'm here today to provide an update on the concerns I raised at that time. I am submitting three subsequent op-eds to that testimony that I published on related subjects in the Washington Post, Washington Examiner, and Hechinger Report. I believe that most of you have already seen the Washington Post op-ed. I am also submitting my subsequent Public Information Act correspondence seeking K-12 compensation data from MSDE. That correspondence was primarily conducted indirectly via Maryland's Public Information Act Ombudsman. During the past year, I have sought the following three types of compensation data from MSDE. First, the raw individual level data related to salary, including the salary related data necessary to analyze the recruitment and retention of staff. Very important goal. Two, the detailed methodologies, preferably in the form of mathematical equations, used to generate MSDE's much publicized salary related statistics, most notably average salaries. Three, the specific salary-related fields that MSD claims are exempt from public disclosure under Maryland's Public Information Act. This includes the specific legal claim used to exempt each requested field. My assessment is that I've been dismally unsuccessful in receiving this information in response to my Public Information Act requests. I recognize that your staff and some of you may disagree with that assessment. Now for a few key points on the rationales used to deny my request. On the raw salary data, after many months of my seeking the salary information with some later help from Maryland's Public Information Act Ombudsman, MSD claimed it was exempt under the licensing exemption as many LA employees are licensed. This was a creative but nevertheless pathetic legal rationalization for withholding salary data. In the end, even MSD's staff sought to soften the claim to make it more credible. On the average salaries, MSD claimed it's not its responsibility to generate the average salary statistics and accompanying methodologies. It delegates that task to the local LEAs and chooses to trust whatever numbers the individual LEAs come up with. Moreover, because the different LEAs use different methodologies, the claim has been made that it would be too cumbersome for MSD to post them. I beg to disagree. If MSD publishes those numbers on its website and thereby gives them its imprimatur, it should clearly disclose the methodologies, including the exact mathematical format used to add the various fields and records, as well as the precise fields and field definitions used as the variables within the equations. On the field-by-field legal exemptions from public disclosure, MSD's strategy appears to be to provide as little information as possible about the legal reasoning behind each field's claimed exemption. In conclusion, K-12 public school compensation constitutes about 80% of local LEA operating budgets. The information that the press, public, and public officials have about this 80% of the budget is shockingly and disgracefully poor.
Thank you.
We're at your
3-point mark. I'm sorry. You can leave that with me, though, and I can make sure that the
point is. Fine. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Snyder.
You.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.